ABC will interrupt all of its programs to bring you the latest news.
Unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
Lord, your heart is oil, Lord, your blood on me.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This public service program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today, written by Morton Wishengrad, marks the approaching festival of Passover with a story of a second exodus. Roger de Koven is featured as Baruch Halevi and Bernard Lenro as the narrator.
Avadim hayinu Ata b'nei Chorin, b'nei Chorin.
It was the song they sang when the Passover came round. Slaves were we in Egypt, they sang, and the words were only words, and the melody was only a melody. For we lived in Portugal, and the year was a welcome year, for it was 1497. Portugal in the year 1497, the Portugal of King Manuel and Queen Isabella. And yes, the Portugal of my father, Baruch Halevi, the son of Abraham. It was a good place, this place of my boyhood. We lived in a pleasant valley, and the vineyards were fruitful. From our house to the synagogue, it was only 1,020 steps. And on the Sabbath, I would scrub my face and put on clean linen and hug the prayer shawl to my breast and walk with my father.
Careful you don't drop the shawl, Benjamin.
672, 73, 74.
Benjamin.
Yes, Papa, I'm holding it tight. 77, 78, 79.
My father would laugh, and I would count 1,020 well-remembered steps as we walked together through the narrow little street, which was also clean and scrubbed for the Sabbath, and where the sun smelled of grapes and the shadows were cool. And always we would meet the baker, who was a disputatious man, and who would say to my father,
Baruch, look to your son.
Good Sabbath.
Good Sabbath. The boy is a mumbler.
Benjamin, the baker says you're a mumbler.
Yes, Papa. 710?
It's a desecration of the Sabbath.
Leave him alone, Baker. He's only a boy. It amuses him to count the steps. Besides, it does you no harm.
He should be memorizing the Talmud.
All in its proper place, Reb Baker.
What is more proper than the Talmud on the Sabbath day?
A smile, perhaps.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hillel says, he who does not increase his knowledge decreases it. And he who does not study deserves to die.
Benjamin is studying numbers. 30, hey, Benjamin?
1, 32,
33. You see, Reb Baker. Come on, man, smile.
And why should I smile? Tell me, why should I smile, huh, Baruch?
Because the sun is shining and the Sabbath is meant for joy. And, Reb Baker, it's good to be alive.
Avadim hayinu hayinu Ata b'nei Chorin, b'nei Chorin.
Yes, Yes, it was good to be alive and to be a Jew and to live in Portugal. And good to have a father like my father, to play chess with him, to listen to him speak, and watch his nose wrinkle when he smiled. And once when I was playing with a stone and throwing it in the air, the way a boy throws a stone in the air, I threw it too far. It fell and killed the baker's chicken. I did not mean to do it, and my father knew that.
Come here, Benjamin.
I'm sorry, Papa. It slipped. The baker wouldn't have known it was me, except the other boys told him.
Wouldn't you have confessed yourself, Benjamin?
Well...
Tell the truth, son.
No, I wouldn't. That's wrong, Papa, isn't it?
Very wrong. You've destroyed another man's property.
It was only a chicken, the one that wouldn't lay eggs.
Even a chicken that gives no eggs, it's another man's property.
Are you angry with me, Papa?
No, I'm not angry. But I want you to do something for me.
Of course, Papa.
Find other friends. I don't like you to play with boys who tattle. I don't like informers, Benjamin. In this world, justice is always the most important thing. But there's also something else.
What else, Papa?
Mercy. Remember that, son. In this world, people ask for justice, but sometimes they also ask for mercy. Yes, that's always wise to remember.
That was Baruch Halevi, my father. Everything that was good in this world, he taught me. To read, to play chess, to press grapes and make wine, to be modest, and best of all, to be silent.
It is as Simon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, said, "All my days I have grown up among the wise, and I found nothing better for a man than silence."
Nonsense, Baruch. It's a foolish thing to tell the boy. If a man is learned, let him speak up. How else will others profit by his words?
Rebecca, is learning so important? Not learning, but doing is the chief thing. Remember, it is also said, whoso multiplies words occasions sin.
Ah, a man with a stutter must have written that.
Rebecca, perversity is your Torah. I say day, you say night. I say milk, you say meat. I say smile, you
What's
say...
What's there to smile about? Truly... What is there to smile about?
We're alive.
But we live in a ghetto.
There's no ghetto for a man's mind. If the mind is free, the body is free.
Oh, piffle. I'm a baker. And because I'm a Jewish baker, I have to pay a special tax.
What difference? You're not starving?
But pretty soon I will be. A Jew in Portugal has to pay a tax to walk on a road. Imagine, for 1,300 years, Jews have lived in Portugal. Now along comes a king who tells us we have to pay a tax to see our own country.
You're quite right about that, Rebecca.
Oh, so I am right about something.
About this, yes.
Yes.
Portugal is our country. We Jews came here before there was a Christian church.
Yes, now they say... Do you know what the queen says? We defile the purity of the national bloodstream.
What?
Yes, I'm not making it up, Baruch, so help me.
That's preposterous. What purity, what bloodstream? Is Portugal pure? What is the Portuguese bloodstream?
Don't ask me.
It's Phoenician, Iberian, and Celt, Carthaginian, Greek, Visigothic, Roman, Vandal, Moorish. What's she talking about? Portugal is half the world, a mixture of races.
And religions, Baruch. Christian, Mohammedan, Jewish.
I haven't forgotten. Defile the purity, what impossible nonsense.
That's why I don't smile, Baruch. The times are not for smiling.
You may be right, Rebecca. Whenever I hear this talk of racial purification, I know it's time to worry. Not only for ourselves, but for the sanity of the whole world.
Baruch, there's danger.
Yes, Rebecca. Real danger.
I'm coming. You beat the door down.
Baruch Halevi?
Yes, Baruch Halevi is my name.
Sir.
I don't understand.
Shall I teach him?
Hold your fist. Say, sir, next time you address us. Very well.
Sir.
Sir.
Say it out, you.
Very well, sir.
I don't like the way he says it.
Let him be. Baruch Halevi, I ask you for 30 denarii.
You ask me, sir?
You're quite right. I should say I demand. In the name of the king, I demand 30 denarii.
Surely I'm entitled to some explanation.
With pleasure.
We demand. You pay. That's the explanation.
Don't interrupt. I'll do the explaining. Their blessed majesties, King Manuel and Queen Isabella, are in need of funds. That's simple. 30 denarii, Jew. That's your tax.
I see.
Hand it over. 30 pieces of silver.
It's nearly all I have. It's a very large sum, sir.
Don't argue, Chu.
Oh, I'm not arguing, sir. It doesn't escape me that the gun you carry is a most superior argument.
Then hand it over and be quick, or we'll bash your head in.
From Pharaoh of Egypt to Manuel of Portugal, a straight line. Yes, the more history changes, the more it stays the same. Nothing changes. Persecution is a pattern, fixed, sour, immutable. Yes, Baruch Halevi, Baruch my father, Baruch the son of Abraham, the good man and the generous man, stood in the synagogue like a rock and spoke to the dwellers of the ghetto.
People, this is the beginning. Israel is in Egypt. Egypt, not Portugal. Portugal is the land we have loved, and this no longer is that land. Here is where our ancestors have lived and died and brought their books. And now the books are closed. There is a tax on conscience, and respect is extorted with a gun. And it is clear now there will be more guns. Baker.
Yes, Baruch.
You may no longer follow your trade. Jews are forbidden to deal in flour. Butcher.
Yes, Baruch.
You also. No Jew may deal in meat.
No.
Also you, vintner, an apothecary. You also. People, the doors are closing. The ghetto is surrounded by laws.
There's more than laws, Baruch. The son of Gamliel is dead in his father's house. He refused to pay the tax.
Let us stand together and go to him. Let us go to Gamaliel.
No, let Gamliel be. Do not appease thy fellow in the hour of his anger, and comfort him not in the hour when his dead lies before him. We have greater things for decisions.
Yes, you're right, Father.
Hear me, all of you. These taxes are a beginning. There will be more. They will fall on all alike. Let all be responsible for each. Let us give our money, rich and poor, to a central treasury, so that none may be taken from us or harmed for want of a single coin. Let us all stand together, and if need be, let us all perish together. Yes, my friends, I'm coming. I expected you, my friends. Welcome, sirs.
I still don't like the way he says it.
Oh, be quiet, you fool. Baruch, we come again on king's business.
Naturally, sir. A new tax?
Oh, no. Business, I said.
The Jews have no business. It is the king's command, sir.
There is money in the ghetto treasury, yes?
You see, we know everything.
Very astute, sir.
Shall I give it to him?
Why don't you shut up? Baruch. The king wishes a loan.
A loan from us?
Exactly. Wars are expensive. How much do you have in your treasury?
I see.
We'll be general. We'll take 2/3.
As a loan.
I understand. And the king will pay us back, of course.
Of course. Don't you trust the king?
It would be foolish for us not to, wouldn't it?
Very foolish. But the king is generous. Here, take this paper. That paper is the king's authorization.
It gives you power to be the king's tax collector.
Yes, to the amount of your debt.
Most generous. And from whom do we collect?
From all the good Christians in this province. They pay taxes. You will collect
Not enough to strip us. Not enough to bar us from our trades. Now you force us into usury. Now you make it certain that the name of Jew will be an abomination throughout the land. That when we come for our taxes, we will collect the king's debt and the enmity of every citizen.
Exactly, Baruch. That is exactly what we intend. And you must admit, the plan is not a bad one. Is it, Baruch?
No.
No what?
You must excuse me. No, sir. I seem to have lost my manners. The plan is not a bad one. No, sir.
No, not a bad plan. For it was a plan that worked. The Jews became the tax collectors of Portugal, and there was hatred of the Jew. And it was not a difficult thing to fan this hatred. And where there is hatred, there is rumor. Rumor that is the bite of a fox and the sting of a scorpion and the hiss of a venomous serpent. And all this was for the Jew. And for the Jew, there were two roads now.
Baruch, I can't stand it any longer. There's only death for us, or...
Or what, Ezra?
I can't say it, Baruch.
Or what, Ezra?
It's not for myself. Believe me, it's not for myself. I have three little children. They must not die.
Ezra, or what, or what?
You know what the alternative is.
I do not know that there is an alternative for a Jew.
Conversion.
So?
I swear to you it will be the conversion of the lip. In our hearts we will remain loyal. Don't you hear me?
What do you want me to say?
Say that what I'm doing is not terribly wrong.
But it is wrong, terribly wrong. You'll be both an apostate and a liar. You'll wrong two religions instead of one.
I can't help it, I tell you. I have three little ones, do you hear? The youngest is 6 weeks old. Why should she suffer? I won't let it happen. She mustn't die. And if we don't allow ourselves to be converted, we'll all be dead. All be dead, Baruch. Dead.
Stop trembling, Ezra. Do whatever you think is right.
Baruch, will you be my friend?
Someone will have to be your friend, Ezra. Yes. I'll be your friend. And may God have mercy on you.
Conversos. Thousands were converted in the mounting terror. You could touch the fear over the ghettos. You could feel it and smell it, sharp and acid, like a secretion from the skin. And it did not help. For while some were converted in good faith, many more secretly retained the faith of their fathers. And this became a poison and a scandal and an infection. And to meet the poison and the scandal and the infection, there was a remedy.
They burned him. Ezra Baker. They burned Ezra.
Oh, poor Ezra. Burned at the stake. And what was his crime?
He changed his linen on the Jewish Sabbath and put on his cleanest suit. Judaizing, they called it.
How many conversos have been killed?
I don't know, Rebecca. They sought to find life by escaping their faith. All that they found was the pit.
And what will become of us, Baruch? What will become of those who stand firm?
Don't you know, Rebecca? Look in the book of Exodus. We've lived in the land for 1,300 years. We've given it the store of our learning, the fruit of our wisdom, our science, our astronomy, our medicine. Now it's time for us to depart. The year is 1,497, Red Baker. It's the season of Passover. Let us go to our homes and read the Exodus from Egypt.
Yes, it was the season of the Passover, and the song he sang was He Sha'amda Lavotenu. And Baruch Halevi, my father, sat at the table which was covered with a white cloth, And before him was the dish filled with Mara, and in his mouth there was the bitterness of the thing. And we covered the matzos and raised the wine glass, and he read to us from the book.
V'hi she'amda lavotenu v'lanu, she'lo echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chalatenu, elo she'bechol dor vador omdim aleinu l'chalatenu, v'ha'kadosh baruch hu matzilenu miyadam. This is the promise which has stood by our forefathers and stands by us. For neither once, nor twice, nor three times was our destruction planned. In every generation they rise against us, and in every generation God delivers us from their hands. My family, it is happening again. Once it was their turn, now it is ours. Soon there will come a proclamation from the king. It will be soon. It is a thing that does not fail.
And what my father spoke came to pass. Even as we sat at our table and broke the unleavened bread of the holy day, His Majesty, King Manuel of Portugal, issued his proclamation and affixed his royal seal.
All Israelites will depart this land forever under penalty of death. Any Christian found concealing a member of the Jewish faith will be summarily deprived of his property. None who leaves may be permitted to take coins of any description, neither gold nor silver, nor precious stones. This is our royal command.
It is a sad thing to give your possessions away and to empty the house where you have lived and your grandfather has lived and his grandfather before him. It is sad to turn one final time and see the pleasant valley and the fruitful vineyards of your childhood taken by the despoiler. In the year 1497, we turned this last time. And some wept, and some walked on the roads to the seaports with bowed heads, and many fell by the side and did not rise. And there were Christians who stood in their doorways and wept also. And when my father, Baruch, the son of Abraham, fell sick of the fever, they gave him water to drink. I shall not forget that. And when he fell for the last time, they stood by my side and helped me wash him with warm water as is fitting, and wrap him in his prayer shawl and cover him with the earth of Portugal. And this was good. We came to the seaport and waited for a ship to take us away. And when we sailed, we overtook a vessel with square sails. And the baker who stood by my side said to me,
"What are you staring at, boy?"
"The sails of that ship, Red Baker. They are flung out by the wind. They stretch like arms. Red Baker, they seem to want to embrace the whole world."
"But not us. All humanity, Benjamin, but not us."
"Do you know what ship that is?"
"Yes. It's the ship of a man called Columbus. A man who has found a new land and sails again to find more."
"Do we sail together, Red Baker?"
"No, Benjamin. He sails west to begin a new world. We sail east to make the best of an old one.
I hope he finds it, Reb Baker.
For what, Benjamin? To bring it the intolerance and the inhumanity of the old world?
No, not that. But perhaps it will give him something to take back to the old world.
What, Benjamin? A sense of justice?
Perhaps, Reb Baker. Perhaps that, or something my father once said was nearly as good. A sense of mercy.
Come away, boy. Lie down on the deck and cover yourself with your rags. It's only a dream.
Copies of the script you have just heard may be obtained free of cost by writing to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present cantor Robert H. Siegel singing two traditional Passover melodies. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music is composed by Henry Brandt and conducted by Milton Catons. Our soloist was cantor Robert H. Siegel of the Beacon Street Temple, Brookline, Massachusetts. Roger DeCoven appeared as Baruch Halevi and Bernard Lenro as the narrator. The entire production was under the direction of Ira Avery. I wish to thank the NBC University of the Air for permission to repeat today's script, which was based on a story first heard on the historical series Lands of the Free. This program has been brought to you as a public service of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations in cooperation with the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. For free copies of the script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. program came to you from New York City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.